Well, I judge a council meeting to order, and today is September 19th, 2019, and the time is 1:32, and we'll ask Jessica Geary to call the roll, please.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Costello.
Here.
Senate President Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Stedman.
I came here just for the chairman.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Here.
Speaker Edgren. Representative Foster.
Here.
Representative Delana Johnson.
Here.
Representative Johnston.
Here.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative.
Here.
Oh. I hear you, Representative. Okay. Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Here.
Chair Stevens?
Here.
All righty. 11 members.
11 members present. 12 members present. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. A fairly short agenda. We'll move through it pretty quickly here, I believe. Representative Stutes, could I ask you for a motion, please?
Most certainly, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated June 25th, 2019 and August 21st, 2019 as presented.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. Any corrections or additions to those minutes? If not, they stand approved as read. Move on to our contract approval item on our agenda. It's the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building Window and Exterior Renovation Project Change Order. And Representative Stutes for a motion, please.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve change number 4 with F&W Construction Company in the amount of $239,011.90 for the demolition of hazardous building materials containing asbestos and lead paint at the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building.
Thank you. And I'll object for purpose of discussion. And I know this is an issue that we were not necessarily planning for, but we have J.C. Kessel with us, I believe. J.C., good to have you here. Thanks so much for being here. Can you tell us what happened and how we came to this state of affairs?
Thank you, Chair Stevens. Through the chair, the renovation project has been occurring on the Terry Miller building since May of this year. And during the initial phases, F&W Construction started exploring the building a little bit and tearing into some of the windows and realized that we have some hazardous materials that were encased behind the window framing that consisted of lead paint and asbestos. F&W Construction had put together a bid for subcontractors, received a few bids back from subcontractors to do the asbestos abatement work. Coldfoot Environmental was the lowest contractor, and that's who F&W Construction decided to use for the abatement process. The Legislative Affairs Agency now would like to request the Council's approval and the Committee's approval to proceed with Change Order 4 so the hazardous materials could be removed and the project could proceed as previously planned.
Thank you, J.C. Any questions or comments from members of the Committee?
Yeah, this is Rep. Thompson.
Yes, Representative Thompson, please.
Yeah, I am curious. It seemed like I've read in the past different times when there's been, but if it's kept encapsulated or covered, it doesn't need to be renovated completely. And I was just wondering where this fits into that type of a conversation.
Sure. Thank you, Representative. Any comments on that, JC?
Through the chair, Rep. Thompson, because of where this asbestos is located, it's actually in the caulking that holds in the existing windows. An encapsulation wasn't possible because it had to be removed in order for the new windows to actually fit into place properly.
Okay, well, that's not good news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Thompson. Any further comments?
Chair Stevens.
Yes, please.
What's the additional time frame required then to complete this project, or is there to do the remediation before you can replace the windows?
Through the chair, Senator Von Imhoff, the contractor has estimated approximately 61 day contract extension is needed for this asbestos abatement. The plan is for the abatement crew to come in and work on areas of the building, and the F&W construction company to follow in behind them one area at a time to replace the windows as needed, so it's not a complete removal of all the windows at one time in the building. So it is estimated to last approximately 61 days for the abatement process.
About 61 days. Senator Von Imhoff.
So it looks like the change order is about $239,000. We have that money in the account, and what will that do to our account balance?
Jessica, any comments on that?
Through the chair, Senator Von Imhoff, we have plenty of capital funds available, and we can definitely afford this change order.
Chair Stevens, I got one comment to make.
Yes, please, JC.
I misinformed you initially about the abatement crew of who the lowest bidder was. I mentioned it was Cold Bennett Foot Environmental. I was wrong on that. It was actually Alaska Abatement Corporation. Cold Foot Environmental was the second lowest bid.
Alaska Abatement. Okay. Thank you. Further comments? Never an issue that we like to see happen, but when it happens, you have to deal with it one way or the other. So if there's no further discussion, it asks for a roll call on motion to approve.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Stedman. Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Johnston.
Yep. Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
12 yeas. Thank you very much. That's been approved. We'll move on to the Homer lease renewal. Again, Representative Stutes, if you could give us a motion.
My pleasure, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 5 of the lease for Homer office space in the amount of $60,564.
Thank you. And I'll object again for purposes of discussion and ask JC if you make some comments on. Are you the one who talks about the Homer office space, JC?
Yes, Chair Stevens.
Thank you.
Through the chair, the original lease agreement between the Legislative Affairs Agency and Clayton L. and Joni Ellington for office space in Homer, Alaska, was for a three-year term that began in November of 2012 and terminated in October of 2015. There were 5 lease renewals available on this lease under the original lease agreement, each for a one-year period. We have exercised 4 of those renewal options. Renewal number 4 of the lease expires on October 31st. LAA would like approval to proceed with renewal number 5 for the period of November 1st through October 31st of 2020. If Legislative Council approves renewal number 5, we will have no more renewals remaining for the Homer LIO and would have to issue a bid or a lease extension next October.
Thank you, JC. I'm one of the legislators affected by this, and it's been a very good office space for us. I have a staffer there, so does Representative Vance. It's been far better than the space we had many years ago. Any discussion or questions on this motion?
Yeah, this is Rep. Thompson again.
Yes, please, Representative Thompson.
This is the same amount of money we paid the last year. I mean, is there an automatic increase on this?
Through the chair, Rep. Thompson, there is a automatic CPI increase that all of our leases that the agency has are subject to. This is based on the consumer price index at the Alaska level. And this year, the increase, sorry, let me check my notes here. The increased amount is approximately $67 per month, for a total of $784 for the annual price increase.
Thank you.
Thank you, JC. Thank you, Representative Thompson. Any further comments or questions? If not, I'll remove my objection and ask for a call, please.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Johnson. Yes. Representative Johnston.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. With that, the motion passes. I want to thank everyone for making themselves available. I know it's hard in the interim here. Appreciate that. If there's nothing further to come before the committee, then we are adjourned.
Thank you.